from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraq battles the Kurds. Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk on Monday, capturing the government's office, key military sites, and an oil field. Gunfire finally giving way to celebration as in a lightning-fast strike, Baghdad's U.S.-trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders from the Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. Baghdad described the advance as largely unopposed, but an aid organization said some Kurdish Peshmerga and Iraqi fighters were killed in an overnight clash south of Kirkuk before the government troops advanced into the city. The Peshmerga said Baghdad would pay a heavy price for the war on the Kurdistan people. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for 5 years before being freed in a prisoner swap, pleaded guilty on Monday to charges that he endangered comrades by walking off his post. At a court-martial hearing in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Bergdahl pleaded guilty to charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. The latter carries a maximum sentence of a life in prison. Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban shortly after he left his remote post in 2009, prompting a military manhunt. The soldier from Idaho has said he intended to cause alarm and draw attention to what he saw as problems for his unit. Venezuela's opposition coalition has refused to recognize the results of Sunday's gubernatorial elections, where the ruling socialists won a surprise majority, raising concern among some of the more political turmoil. Venezuela has been rocked by protests that have left more than 100 dead since April. This is VOA News. Trump administration officials insist that they are remaining in the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Iran for now. On Friday, President Trump informed Congress he will not certify Iran as complying with the 2015 agreement. Mogherini said earlier today that Iran has indeed been keeping up their part of the program. None of the other countries which signed the agreement has voiced support for President Trump regarding Iran. European Union policy chief Federica Mogherini would like the U.S. president to reconsider.
The European Union considers President Trump's decision not to certify Iran's compliance with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action as being in the context of an internal U.S. process. The European Union encourages the United States to maintain its commitment to the JCPOA and to consider the implications for the security of the United States, its partners, and the region before taking further steps.
While Iran said it will not renegotiate the deal, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the Trump administration would offer a second agreement in parallel with the first. The president of Spain's Catalonia region, Carles Puigdemont, has responded to a Monday deadline, failing to clarify whether he will push ahead with efforts for the region to break away from Madrid and signaling that the secession crisis is far from over. Following an independence referendum on October the 1st, Puigdemont said last week he was prepared for Catalonia to become an independent state despite a court ruling that declared such a move would be unconstitutional. All entries submitted to the U.S. Diversity Immigrant Visa Program, also known as the Green Card Lottery, between October the 3rd and October the 10th, have been lost due to a technical glitch. Well, individuals who submitted applications during these dates are directed to reapply. Entries submitted during October 3rd to the 10th are not valid, according to a message on the U.S. State Department's website. And they were not valid and have been excluded from the system. They will not count as a duplicate entry. Now, a duplicate entry is to the program disqualifying to aspiring immigrants. More than 270 people have been killed by twin bomb blasts that struck busy junctions in the heart of Somalia's capital of Mogadishu over the weekend, marking the deadliest attack since an Islamist insurgency began in 2007. The seven defense lawyers of ousted South Korean President Park Geun-hye resigned en masse on Monday to protest what they say is a biased corruption trial. Speaking for the first time since the start of her trial, Park, who was removed from office and arrested in March, called the proceedings against her political revenge. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.